Okay, we're up to Mishnah. We are in the middle of Mishnah. Hey, we are in the middle of different types of baskets. Let's read. We're getting petilia, tamea, the chasina tara. Petilia is a basket on the bottom of the page of the basket. These two, they have two baskets: a petilia and a chasina. Petilia is a basket that has wide gaps, wide gaping holes. And a chasina is a basket that's very, very small and narrow, but it cannot be moved, because if you move it fully cement and you try to move it, it's going to crack. It's going to break apart because the cement is so heavy.
That's only when the cement is in it. What happens when the cement is not in it?
Chasina tzalklo ha-nechel tit. I don't know. That's what it says. That's what the purpose. The purpose. Its function. Its function in life is to hold cement.
You had one of these, right? The bucket.
Yeah, I made it myself. I never made cement before. This is the shachianu.
If I do construction, you can do it for me?
No, definitely not. I can't deal with dust. I'm not good with my hands. No, I need a hire. I need someone to do it. Can't do it.
Yeah. I could save a couple of bucks.
No, can't do it.
Petilia tamea. So we say a petilia is a
basket that's used.
That holds, looks like onions here.
Dried figs.
Or dried figs?
Dried gregos. Gregos, dried figs.
Only dried figs?
Only that's what it says in the Rav. Rav says, Kushos and Mianishal, Rav, Oitzimbar Gregos. The Oitzimbar Gregos, it has wide gaping holes. The Chasin Chasin is called Kupats, the basket in Rav says, Asuya, Mekoitzim from thorns, Mekoitzim, Masim, Botit.
It's interesting that he puts Chasin on the Rav.
He does it very, very often. He puts all the pictures wherever it fits, wherever it fits.
Oh, wherever
he makes a picture and he puts wherever it fits.
They design it, you mean the way it fits on the page?
On the page. He always does that.
No,
he puts the pictures in all different locations.
Okay, and a chasin is one. A chasin is for.
It's for tit, if it's cement. And then Mela.
Mela. Kupa, Asuya.
Mikhait's made from thorns. Umasimim batit. It's made
this
from thorns.
Thorn?
No, this is thorns. This.
Oh, this is thorns.
This is thorns.
That's mamish thorns?
That's what it says. Kreitzim. That's what it says. Umasimba, you put in the tit cement. So next.
That's tahira. So this one is tamea, this one is tahira.
Right.
Why? Because this is l'chuba l'karka?
No, read the caption. It's yesterday. You weren't paying attention yesterday.
That's why I came early today.
Chasina salklu mehamichel tit imitaltalo oiso imatit. A sal, woven. Kalua means woven, to weave.
Good.
Hamechel tit, which holds tit. The im yitalta lo oiso, if you go and you try to carry it with the tit inside of it, guess what happens? Shebesechu yisporek hasal.
It'll break.
It will break apart.
Oh, that's the reason. It has nothing to do with
being chuba
l'karka.
No, m'chuba l'karka. Where do you get this idea? No, I know, but where do you get this idea that you're making up things? You're pulling things out of the m'chuba l'karka. Where does this thing?
It's not metabolic.
What does that principle have to do with this thing over here?
This thing cannot be lifted. It's a very viable sword.
Aha, I hear what you're saying. Okay, but it's not mechubal karka. It's not mechubal karka, but it's very delicate. If you move it, it's going to break apart. Fine. Next,
Did you already pull it?
We did the pilatia. Petilia.
Petilia.
Okay, next. Signoyoshel Olin Toros.
Your mom is clear now. It's very good. You're very clear. This morning you're very clear.
I'm very tired.
But you're
someone
very clear.
Woke me up before my...
Your time would be 10:30 in the morning if it wasn't for me.
Possible.
So?
It's very possible. I never wake up early. I have to go daven. Daven.
You go to Franklin
never.
At 10:30.
Never.
I know you guys.
Signoyo shel olim. Okay, it looks like a yarmulke. It looks like this thing over here. Okay,
right. We talked about
it. It was a cap. It's a cap to cover over.
This is the one we talked about.
To cover the fruit.
Right.
Look at the Rav. The Rav says,
and we had this whole problem because before we said that it covered.
Right, I don't really listen to this cash fire. And if it's something that tfish, a clear tfish which covers, is not mekabel tumah, but here it is.
Right.
Okay, this is tummy here, it's not tummy. Oh, I think it's ripped, shirt is ripped, alright.
Can you put it off? I wanted to tell you something.
Let's try to learn a lot today. Let's try to have the whole parak. You have over here, this is a kippah. This is a cover. Okay, let's concentrate. Let's keep it on the ball.
Do you know what? If you want me to concentrate a little bit better, maybe just move it over.
Let me take this Shulchan Aruch.
Sometimes I don't understand where you're jumping from the one to the other.
Okay, that's.
I'm doing my glasses.
Okay, we have here the Signa Yoshel Olin Taurus. What's Signa Yoshel Olin? This is the Kippa, Yamka. Okay, we're not going to get this, just the main camp. Signa Yoshel Olin, Kli Yoshel Olin, it is a woven leaf, so Suya Lechasois Vapehois. It is used to cover. This is a cover. This is like one of those glass trays. You ever go into someone's house, they have this nice glass tray, they cover the fruit. This is like a plastic plate, a styrofoam plate, which goes in the garbage. Okay, you make this nice little thing to cover the food. When you finish eating the food, where does this thing go? It goes in the garbage. It's disposable. Can you imagine someone spend their hard, their existence to go into fashion, to weave this, how much time that takes to do? And then what happens? After 5 minutes, it goes in the garbage. The male lets tire us. Okay, then we have a shun lit sunny, but let's say it's made from berries. This is non-netzer. Netzer is smaller pieces of braid. Timaeus. Why? Because this is permanent. This is going to be reused.
Thorns?
It's not thorns. This is shal nitzarim. This is all in. This is leaves. And this is made from nitzarim. Nitzarim is more viable. It's more, there's more backbone. Signayos, hakluyos, mitsuya dekel hain from the branch of a palm tree. It's like a lulav. Like a lulav. This is mamash the way I was shaking rush on the sukkahs. So this is it. Here it is. They put it into a basket. And Mela, did you ever do that one day when you were a kid? You make baskets and when take it. Okay, so signoyo shel olin, that's this case, is to choyres. Shel nitzarim is timeos. Next, this is what we're up to. We're up to over here. The signoyo is loshon suga bashoshanim, hedged. Hedged with roses. Okay? You ever give a rose to your kala? Roses. A rose around, yes. Roses all the way around. Oysim kemin kethifa katanim in olim machnisim baperis, you put in peros ve'ein elam malachas arai. It's malachas arai, this only the term goes in the garbage. But nitzorim, but let's say you make this signayos, the suga bashashanim, it's a basket that's made from a dekel, it is going to be tmeos. Next, choysol, what is a choysol? Shuhu, noisim lesecha v'noitel mitoychoy tamei. A choysol which you put inside and you take out of his tummy. What is a choysol? Kli sha'isim mechoryo shaldekel. Branches. Notice we have now third term. First we had olin, leaves. Then we had noitzar. Noitzar are the choryo the noitzar is the mitsui chadekel. Okay? Mitsuya dekel means the actual pieces of the lulav. And now it says the branches, the branch of the dekel tree. Now you look spaced out.
No, I'm spacing again.
What?
Yeah, I'm spacing, you're right.
Choysol. Choysol is a branch.
Sounds like a
wood. No, choysol is a branch. Choysol is the branch. Kli sha'isim mechoryo shel dekel, the branch of the dekel. What do you do with this kli? Here it is. Here is the choysol. Okay, what is this? It looks like Franks in jackets.
No, it looks like dates.
No, it looks like Franks in jackets. Kli kalua mechoryo sadekel. It's a kli that's made from choryo sadekel. Kishemaniach besoychoy tumam dates. What's a date? What's a date? This is a sakana.
You should eat these every Rosh Hashanah.
Tomorrow. And you take them out one at a time. You eat it one at a time. Okay? Diet. Not too much. Okay, there we have a chaisal. This is what is it? This is a chaisal. In a kli, ella. A chaisal, in a kli, ella. Arizas, arai. Shalton. What's arizas? EF Sholif Toyachas Achoysel Ella Beofen Sheyikran. This is something which is sealed. Okay, it's sealed. Okay. It's vacuum sealed. They put it in a machine. Hachoysel, this choysel, Enikli Ella Arizas Arai Shel Hatmarim, became in Shakach, Enik Hatmarim. I don't know what this means. I don't know what Arizas. Arizas means something like a package. It's a package that's vacuum sealed inside of the Tumam, the dates. The only way you can get open it is you have to rip it open. It's like a certain type of sack which is completely sealed. You have to rip it open in order to get to the dates inside. Let's see what's over here. Choysel Shushu Shunos Mosoycha Yvinoit Lomitechotame. And if the way this thing was made is they filled it up,
you have to tear it open
and permanently destroy it to get to the dates inside, You have to untie. Maybe there's some type of knots. Then the law is tahor. Let's see the halakha of Rav. Rav says, "No, he's saying the sechel of the sechel. Avolim yochel lohitzi atvarm elim kain yikra enu. You have to rip it open. Oyatir hachayriyoy. So you untie the branches. Shalai tahor. It's tahor. The kevan since the karoy, since you rip it, oy matiroy." Mashlichoy li ashba, you throw this thing into the garbage. Bahare the tashmish arai, it's only a tashmish arai. Okay, so that's the whole Mishnah. Gvaldu Mishnah, Nachmol the Mishnah, we have all the pictures of the Mishnah, a lot of vocabulary. Petilia, this word is so familiar to me. Where does it come from? It sounds like some type of cartoon character.
I think that was the name of
Petilia. Petilia.
I think that was the name of the Ozeret who took.
Who?
In Cinderella, the stepmother's name, I think, was
Petilia. Oh, yeah, could be. Petilia, Tamea. They must have learned the Sechet Kalim. If he needed some names, you go to the camp, you find all these things. Petilia, Tamea.
Everything's
in the Mishnah. Ha-feich-ba, Tukur-ba. Petilia, Tamea. Petilia is Tamea. What's Petilia? The Zach. There's big gaping holes. Big gaping holes, you put in Gregor Smea. The chasina is, it's made from kaitzim and very, very narrow. Here's the guy, the trowel, cement. Cement is bending down.
This one holds Gregor's.
The Gregor, this one holds cement. And this falls apart when you move it around. Male is going to be to Hira. Vaita, signoyos, signalosha, sugar, suga bashashanim. Suga bashashanim.
Roses,
this is shiashirim, shiashirim, mesher the shlomo, yishokaini. Okay, so suga bashashanim. So this is going. This is going to be a cap. So what's halachos shalolim tahirois? It's tahirois.
We said that already.
Okay, yeah. Because this is only temporary. Throw in the garbage. But let's say it's shalom nitzarim. Let's say the suga is made shalom nitzarim.
And on this is that we already learned in the Mishnah before that all covers, even if they're
no, right, they're tar. So what's the chiddush? Very good. Right, you're honorable. You like that point. That point somehow it really resonates with you.
I love covers.
A signal yoshal olim
toros. It's a cake saver.
The shel nitzarim. Shel nitzarim is tmeis. Shel nitzarim is over here. It's made from the olim, the lulav branches. The lulav.
What does it hold?
It holds fruit. Fruit.
How do you
fruit.
Know? Does it say
it that? It says that. It says over here, it says, umachnisim baperos. Okay, so Nitzarim is a continuation.
You're not reading the same.
I know, but it's a continuation. There is the signal Yoshalolim, Taros, Vishal, Nitzarim, Timaeos. So since all part of the Zelbazach is all part of one statement, and it's over here, it's Shalperos, it's use of fruit, for fruit.
One is to cover the Paris and one is to hold the Paris.
Yeah, well, according to the picture books, that's what it says. He has somehow some source. Uh-huh. He has delved deep into the picture books to find the tell you that's what it says. Signature Olam Torahs. Would you know that?
No.
If not for this book, this is to cover, this is not to cover.
No way.
Which Esher by Shua. I bet you he doesn't use a Rishua. He doesn't use this, but he probably knows this. So he knows this. We have to ask him. Tell him, Rishua. The Subnoyo Shel Olam, is it to cover or is it? I bet you he knows, I'll tell you on the spot.
Yeah.
He knows everything.
Really? I'm impressed.
He's going to Pesach the Shabbat. You saw the ad. Beautiful, beautiful ad.
He likes Pesach.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He likes everything. He went to Lawrence, Lieberman, in the west towards the West Hempstead he went to. He went somewhere, a real modern place. He came back, he told me. He thought it was unbelievable. Unbelievable what he saw there. He couldn't get over it. It's Dar Lieberman. It's the rabbi of a. I think I'm not really sure. I think it's a more modern Orthodox olam. It's a very popular Talmud, very big Talmud Chacham. He's a young guy. He's probably like under 40.
Really?
It's a big, very, very big Talmud Chacham. Very, very popular. He's a rebbe in one of these yeshivas, and he's like a Herschel Schachter, protege of Herschel Schachter.
Seriously?
He's a young guy. He knows everything. He gives it. He knows that yom. He knows shas and the fingertips. He knows halacha.
Yeah.
He's a real YU guy.
Find that about.
And when he was invited by Rabbi Shur, he came there and he knocked them out, and they knocked him out. He came back. I never saw him so.
This diamond.
Wow, what an experience. So this week he's going to conquer Pesach.
Pesach, he really likes. He once went out there Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah?
Right before Rosh Hashanah. And
Signa Yoshalolim Tara Shalit Sodom Tameis. Next. Signa Yoshalolim Tara Shalit Sodom is Tameis. This is going to be a Tameis. It's going to be Nish.
It's not going to be over yet?
Nope. Wasting time here. Let's go. Shall term Chaisal Shunosin Kayla, Signal Alum Terrace, Shall the Tonimus Tess, Chaisal Shunosin Chaisal, Chaisal, in which Shunosin the Sukh of Little Matarchai, that's the Zach over here, tomorrow dates, is Tommy, the Imeniacal Achirenu, Oyach Yatirenu Tahar, K. Mishnevav. Let's try to accomplish a lot. Okay, really, I like to go on to another Mesechta. So let's go by it. Kasia. Shall Zorei Granas. What's a Kasia? Kasia is a base Chabad Shal Or. It's a base Chabad. Base Yad Shal Or. It's a handle of leather. What is the picture? Here it is. A cane. Look at this. A cane. A Kasia. Okay? A cane.
A cane.
Kasia. Mashe HaKapapa. What's the Kapapa? Kasia is a cane. Kapapa. Kapapa, is that how you pronounce it?
It sounds like a kapata.
kapapa, a kaf. Kaf means a palm. It's the part where you put, it's a play on the word kaf. Kafafa. Kisha ha kafafa asuya le'echoiz bo yofe. Makel. I think it's the handle.
Yeah.
When the kafafa asuya le'echoiz bo yofe, makel o kli shalo yishtu miyado. So it's a handle. Okay, this is a kafafa, which is multifunctional. Multifunctional handle. You go onto Amazon, they show you just a handle. And they write there in the fine print, you can use this for a cane, you can use this for a prod, you can use this for a sefer Torah, you can use the handle for multiple things. That's called a kafafa. Just because you can take this handle, you can attach it to a stick, does not make it like kibble. It's not meant to taltel, to move through it. So I know what exactly that means with you. Let's see on the bottom. Kafafis zuri granos. The kafafas of the zoyrei granos asuya lechos bo esharesses. It's a winnower. It's this handle is used to push around the winnowing machine. Okay, a zer. You know what a zeres is? A rachas is a winnower. You throw the grain up into the air in order to cause the wind should blow and it should separate the chaff from the kernel. Kafafis holchei drachim asu lechaz bo esamakul hamasel v'halicha. Then is a kafafis that uses the walking stick. You attach the kafafis to the walking stick. Okay, kafafis asu oisei pishtan. Then there's a kafaf that's used by people who go and they beat flax. Flax has to be beaten. Did you know that? Flax you beat. You hit the flax in order to shape it properly. In order to remove the klipas. Look at that. You have to use it. Maybe I should buy one of these things. I'm going
to
buy one of these things.
You have to beat the klipas.
Take out a mortgage to buy a thing to go hit and beat up people. Shechevtim b'yes anitzei pishtan, the seeds of pishtan, lohasir emein ha-klipas, philosophers, pishtan to make flax. Okay, tfersh, kfafa shal groysos, beans, nalazach, shaladas tanakam kabotumma, kiosk of tfersh, shal shi yasui lakala ha'alo kabeles ha'avok, the dust, shalo yazik liyad, shal not get dirty, you shouldn't get dirty, v'gam ze, nechshav kalikli hos lakabal of yosi, sebe kashav guzu asui lakabal, so ze sweat. So basically, in this over here, this thing over here, he has presented there many types of kafafas. There's a kafafa, it's a handle. Sometimes it's a walking stick. Sometimes it's used as an attachment, a handle, in order to the recess. The recess is the tool which you use to winnow grain. Hello?
Yeah.
And then there's a kafafa that is used for the flax, to beat the flax.
So
then is a kafafa.
Does a kafafa do all these things?
All these things. Or anything that you need, things that you use to, you shouldn't get dirty. Zaya, and that was used in which case?
Does it have to do with getting dirty? I don't get it.
That's another one. It's over here. Yeah, they have a kafafa. Doesn't come up.
Dirty? Why shouldn't you get, I mean, because it's like a handle, so you shouldn't get close to the thing that you're...
Yeah. Sounds similar along those lines. Let's see what it says in the Rav. Let's see what the Rav over here says. Let's see what it says. Kasia. Okay, so we know over here, Kasia shall zoyrei granos. Winnowers. What's a winnower? You throw the grain into the air, and the wind blows, and the wind causes the chaff to blow away, and the kernels to fall to the ground. So when you have a rachas is a shovel, a special. We had that. We had in the beginning. We had that. Here it is. Here it is. You see? Here it is. This is it.
Right.
It's a mizra. Look at the mizra. Okay.
You throw it up,
and then the wind blows, and the chaff flies away. So what you do is you attach the top of the handle. You attach a kasia. You attach
a special holder.
You attach to the end, easier to throw up, right? So that's the kasia shel zoyre gironis, or a kasia shel. There's another gear, saginas gardens, or a kasia shel holche drachim, a cane. You walk on the road. You have a stick, so you attach the top of the stick. You attach the handle. Or
it's a walking stick.
You have a walking stick, but you attach to the walking stick the kasya. Or you have a kasya and you attach to shalosei pishton, flax, and you
beat it.
Tameya. So these three things are tameya: the kasya zorei gronos, the kasya shalhochei drachim, the kasya shalosei pishton. But aval shel tzaboin. But let's say you have the kasya attached to a dyer. When you dye, you have to mix. You have to mix the material. You take wool, you put the wool into a big pot, and you put in dye, and you mix it. So no. Aval the kasya that's the tzaboin, the shel naf pochin, a napoch is a smith. A smith, when you pour you pour the metal in the pot. You have a very pot of a molten gold and silver. And you're stirring it. And you attach a kasya. And tahira is tahira. Let's see what it says in the Rav. The kasya base yad shalar. It's made, number one, it's a base yad. Okay, so it's a handle. And it's made from leather. Oh, wait a minute. Base yad, does that mean it's the glove? No, kasya is a glove. Oh, not the handle of the stick. The stick is the stick. It's a handle. It's a glove.
So what's the chiddush?
It's a glove.
Why if I have a glove on?
It's made from leather. So that's the shayla. Is it called a clay kibble? That's the shayla. That's what he's saying. Kasi is a base yad. A base yad shalor. It's a glove. A leather glove. You have leather gloves. You know how much leather gloves cost? It can cost them $30.
So
leather,
why should be leather gloves.
What?
Why should be kavod tova?
So let's see what it says. Kasi is a base yad. It's a pair of gloves. You can buy gloves for 99 cents. You can buy gloves for $100.
No.
Base yad shel or shel zayin shel zoyre gronos v'holchei drachim shel itzei pishon. Three different examples. You wear a pair of gloves in order when you walk on the road. You go on out for a walk. For you have to put on a pair of gloves. You shouldn't get hurt. So why? The kaven. So he's answering your kash. The kaven. He asks you kedei lechoy zadavar. Since it's meant to use to hold on the davar biyada yofe shelohu yishamet mimen, which not slip. Or the thing should not get a thorn should not get into your hand. That's called the Kabbalah. Since the thing that you're holding on to, but nishan, the thing that you're holding on to, nishan al habesiyad mekavlo, whatever you're holding on to is being supported by the glove. In these three examples, the glove enhances your ability to properly hold to the object.
Correct.
If you didn't have the glove, you would not be able to take hold of the object well.
Correct.
The male is considered to be a clay kibble. That answers your kasha. Your kasha was
why? No, let's find out why the other
one
is no good.
Aval, but let's say it shall go over what shall grossis. Okay, but let's say it's going to be the other ones. Shall tzabay mishal napachem. So the rule is tahira.
Why?
It doesn't say why. It doesn't say why. Tahira, because it doesn't. That's the next mission. It doesn't say why.
And it says downstairs.
No, it doesn't say downstairs. So you have to assume the reason why is because it doesn't say, only talks about those three. Because it's not meant to actually grip. It doesn't make a difference. It does make a difference. It's not going to be able to, it's not assisting. It's not.
Doesn't enhance
your experience. Doesn't enhance the experience of being a napach, of being a smith. A smith and being a tzaboin. You gotta get your hands dirty. You gotta hold it with your hand. And the male is tired. Rabbi Yosef, remember, Avshel Goroi Sois Kayotse Bohem? Gorosos beans. Beans. Okay? Gorosos Shalpol Brechayim. That it's also Tomei. I think Kayotse means it's also Tomei. I think what it means is why? Because you pound beans. With a stick, you need to hold it well. To hold it well, you have to wear a pair of gloves. So, Mela, Ha'isim Gedisa Shalpol Brechayim. After Shayetzukhem of Zakla, Osil Kabbalah. Tomei Mibnei Hazeah. But the only reason why you're holding and wearing the Mizuzah is to get the sweat. Tahar Mibnei Hazeah.
If it's to enhance your grip on the object.
Tomei. But if it's Mibnei Hazeah Tahar.
Just because of the sweat.
So let's see Mibnei Hazeah L'Halishoy V'Hazeah. To draw the Zeah, the sweat. To cool off your fesh lo yazir. You don't want your hand fingers to get sweaty, so you wear gloves. Inamishle titonif. Zeas yodav had yodyoi had yod yoi hadavashu urezba. I don't know, yod means dirt. No, yodav zeas yodav hadavar shahu urezba. You don't want to get dirty. Whatever you're doing, it has dirt. You're mixing things up, whatever, and it has dirt. Mela, you don't want to get dirty. Okay, so that is what it says. We'll finish this mishnah. Chaz the mishnah. Mishnah above. Very quickly, what does it say in the mishnah here? Akasia. New vocabulary word. It means a pair of gloves. You walk into Saks Fifth Avenue. Can I please buy a kasia? They look at you like, what are you talking about? Well, they say, well, you like the kasia shel zerei geronois that we charge $10. So that is going to be tame because it's used. Zergonis.
Winnow, right?
Winnow. Or Shalhol Chay Drachim. If you walk on the street, you have to have gloves in order to hold on to the cane very well. Shalhoi say Pishtan, flax, to beat the flax. All these cases of Tanea. Aval Shal Tzaboyin. But if you are dyer, Wavah Shal Napoch in a smith, to Hoira. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Avshal Goroisois, Shal Kayetze, Abraham. I think what he means also Tame. Goroisois and pound beans also Tame. That says on the bottom over here. But on the bottom of his series, says over here, No. Pumfakert. According to the Halakha, it's mekabel. No. I'm not sure. No. Every time it's mekabel, because there's shol sheyas su mekabel to avok shlo yazik ladov. The gam zeh decha shel kli. Rabbi Yosi sever shekvavazu asu mekabel to zeya. No, it's takat potter. Rabbi Yosi mer kiyotze means what hoira? I made a mistake. Dvarim shemati lechem tos heim biyadi. Rabbi Yosi mer af gerosh shel kiyotze. It's tahira because it's zeya. So Tanakama says no. The grossa is tamei because the grossa is to hold on tightly according to Tanakama.
Tightly is not. According tightly would be good.
It would be good. It would be tamei.
Yeah.
According, that's what it says.
So you're saying it's tahira.
No, it's the kabbalah sa'avok shlo yazik liyada. The avok should not dirty your hands. The avok, you don't want the dust to make to yazik. It's toxic. You don't want the toxic dust of the grossa to cause you injury. So therefore, mela is Kabbalah. Neila says that's according to Tanakama. Tanakama says she asuya the Kabbalah sa'avak the dust. It's going to absorb the dust. The better the dust go into the glove than go into my hand, go into my skin. If this dust goes into my skin, I'm in a lot of trouble. So better the glove should absorb the dust. So when the glove absorbs the dust, the glove is a clay kibble. A clay kibble, it's tamei. Zaklal. Anything that's a mekabel is tamei. Anything that's not a mekabel is tar. If you're a mekabel, that means you have a function in this world. Mamele tamei. You're a kli. If you're not a mekabel, mamele, you don't belong here. Okay? Are you good with this?
Yeah.
Okay, so Yosef Meshul Grasos Kiyosef is Tar Zeklal Sula Kabbalah Tamei Neha Zeya, but only Neha Zeya, not to get dirty is Tar. Are we good with this Mishnah? Can we go weiter or do it again?
No, go weiter.
Go weiter, good? Mishnah Zayin Hamalkot Shel Bokar. Ooh, new picture. Malkot. This looks like. See, here's the sled. Here is the animal. And here's the animal's eyes are shut. Okay, here's the guy. He's standing on the sled.
How's he supposed to see where he's going?
I don't know. Let's see. So we have over here. Let's see. Malkot Shel Bokar. Malkot Shel Bokar Ritzua. It's the Ritzua. The Malkot is specifically the strap. Ritzuas or it's leather. Shekoshim al Einei Hapara. They cover the eyes of the para. Bishashu Rishdosh when it threshes. So this is called a threshing. You see over here? You see on the ground, there's grain, there's stalks, there's wheat. This is going to be a matzah. You're going to be eating all this stuff soon. Okay, you have wheat. On the wheat, there's stalks of wheat. In the stalks, there are kernels. There are kernels. This guy over here is having the animal push him around, going in circles. And they're going in circles. This thing over here is threshing. It's ripping to shreds. It's ripping to shreds the wheat. It's separating the chaff. It's causing the separation of the kernel from the wheat. And then they're going to win. They're going to throw it up into the air.
I thought that happened already when they threw it up in the air.
No, the process is you first cut the wheat. You have a stalk of wheat.
Cut it.
You cut it. Now you collect it. You lie down in the field. Let it dry.
Right.
You let it dry. Then you bring in the animal and this.
Yeah.
And this thing has sharp thorns.
Good.
And you go around in circles. And by doing so, this thing, it rips the shreds through the wheat.
Good.
And now, what do you have? You have
then
a tarubis. You have a tarubis.
That thing.
The recess. And you throw it into the air and you separate the chaff, the pseles from the kernel.
The pseles from the kernel doesn't get separated from this.
It gets separated, but it's still lying all still mushed together. Now you need the wind to separate them to blow it away.
Okay, exactly. Sure, the difference.
This is if you just take a piece of wheat, you throw it into the air, nothing's going to happen. It'll come crashing down. You have to first grind it up. You have to first separate it, and then you have a mixture.
That what happens if you throw it up and it falls down.
So only it's going to fall down going to be the kernels.
Yeah.
So then you collect all the kernels.
What happens to the rest of it?
Goes into the air. Pollution. Pollution.
Really? Just
pollution.
Blows away?
The environment.
Do you really think it really just blows away?
Yep. Environment.
Let's say there's no wind.
Then wait until tomorrow.
Only on a windy day.
Only on a windy day. There's no wind.
Serious?
You bet. You bet.
That's
right. That's how it goes. So you start over here with this wheat. The wheat is in the field. And you go, and now you have this guy sitting on this sled. It has very sharp little points on the bottom. And you go around in circles. And by doing so, you grind up the wheat, and everything gets separated, and it's a big mush. And now you throw it into the air. So that's what's over here. It's over here now. In this thing, you have this little piece of leather. Malkoi shalbaka ritzua arsha kosh malini apar b'shashu dasha ve'ena mekabel k'sav kamtol lefishi or poshut. It's not mekabel. Don't be kudos. Or poshut she'ena melov tzuas kli. It's a piece of leather. It's a piece of leather. She'ena melov tzuas kli. It's a kli that's used for an animal. Animals are not people. Did you know that? Did you know that? The animals do not have rights. Remember that? I remember that. Perek Mishnah Aleph, remember that. That's something that the animals, who learned that? Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph. We learned that in this volume. Above Mitzia, Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph. Where do we learn that? That a kli that's made for animals, not mekabel tumah. Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph. What is he talking about over here? Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph. Here is Perek Yud Beis. Here is Mishnah Beis. Here is Mishnah. Here it is. It's Taka right. Tabas asulu noel behemah utahira. Tabois. Tabas adam tmeya. Tabas behemah. The kelim ushakalabas tahirais. Perish Mishnah. Remember this? I remember this.
That's a strap.
That's a ring. That's a ring.
Tabas.
That's a ring.
Tmeya. Tabas behemah. The kelim ushakalabas
tahirais. Remember that?
Why?
Because that's the rule. The rule is that only a kli that's used for Adam, a human being, is mekabel tumah. But a utensil that's used for an animal. Oh no, what are you doing?
Back.
You're back?
I'm getting tired, go ahead.
Okay, so we have over here a strip. We have over here a strip of leather. A strip of leather goes around the arms of the animal. Therefore, made it's tar. Vaita, malchut shalbaka. The malchut is this thing, which strip of leather, which goes around the eyes of the animal. You don't want the animal to see. Why not? I guess you don't want to be distracted. If the part is going to see where it's going, it might get distracted. Shmira seinayim.
Come on.
The other one has a smartphone, probably. You have to protect the animal from seeing. Malchut shalbaka, shalbaka, next. Vehechosim shaloi. What is the chosim? The muzzle. The muzzle. Yeah?
Yeah.
Chosim mitzudas hake mitzudas chaval mitz ropes. It's made out of ropes. Shachosim esapi, which seals the piaparish loy teichal bezman tadish when it's threshing. Harezu taro lufi shehin nechshavas the tashvash. It's called it's tar. It's tar because it's an animal. Gam yishol mutu lachsam piapar kishadasha kikigoyin shadasha dover hamazik lo kishachlenu kishadasha tumah behegdish. He's asking a very fundamental question. Like sachsoim shor bidishai. State in the Torah, it's the Ferish of Pasek.
No, put a muzzle.
It says in the Torah, like Sach, so I'm sure B'dishai. What more do you want?
Let it graze,
state
right?
In the Torah. When you're doing this, you're not letting muzzle. So how you let a muzzle? How is this? This is mamish a kli us. This is like a smartphone. People in the chayrim. You're not let have
good,
this.
Good.
What's the answer? The answer is
it's in somebody else's field.
No. It doesn't make a difference. No, it's poisonous. It's threshing things which are mazik. The animal's allergic. Melin, that's the exception to the rule. Even for animals. And or it's in with Trumur Kodesh. Let's say it's Trumur Kodesh, it's not allowed to eat. It's not allowed to eat Trumur Kodesh. That's why in this instance you're allowed to put a muzzle on the animal. Hamalkoit shall bakar, vehechosim shalai next to Hamadov, shall dwarim. Where have you been?
The
Malkoit?
Oh, right. That's
the Malkoit, where have you been?
Right. That's the leather piece.
That's the leather that covers the eyes. Shmir Sinayim.
Right. Hamalkoit shall bakar.
Shmir Sinayim, Shmir Sapeh.
Good.
Vachosim shalai. The eye in the mouth, the two things.
Vachosim shalai.
The muzzle.
Okay.
The Hamadav shall dwarim, a bees. Madav means a board, like a daf. A daf kumar, Madav shall dwarim, a bees. What does it say over here? It says, Mavirim al Hamadav, Kalalim, smoke. You put over here coals. You put over here, you go buy charcoal. You ever buy charcoal?
No.
You go mix.
Making barbecues. That taste.
Okay, so you have over here some charcoal and it's making smoke. Why making smoke? Because you want the bees to get annoyed. When the bees smell the smoke, they take away. Ma'avidim alamad of galalim coals kedei lahavriachas hadvarim to get rid of the bees. That's what they take. You ever see
fire?
They have smoke machines. And when they go there to go get the bees, they go and they smoke them out. They smoke them out. The kulaba. They smoke them out. Hamavim al amad of golem kedei lavirich as advarim ulradus as ulirdois to remove the honey.
They want to take the honey out.
They want to steal the honey. Okay, so you smoke them out to take out the honey. Amad of huluach, it's made a piece of wood. Shall create pashut shall the ain all of tzuras kli. It's a piece of wood. It's pshute kli eitz and some kamutuma. So nachmal hamalkut shall baka. Shmira Sinayim, Vehechosim Shalom, Shmira Sapeh, Vamadav Shel Dvarim, a board, Pshute Kliates, that you use, put coals,
right.
Smoke, causes little bees, little guys.
Good.
Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehud, Yisach, they're all flying away now.
Good.
Hamadav Shel Dvarim, what is the halacha? The halacha is all these examples. Veha Minofa. Hari Elu term. What's a Minofa? Minofa is. Hari my tulabe.
Think back.
No. It's a Minofa. What's the Minofa? I feel like Kesha Minofa. Kuur of Ein Yeshba Beis Kibul. In the Kabbalah, Molufish Ein Asu Yilukabba. What is this? Doesn't say what this is. What's a Minofa? Kli Shemanithin Boy. Bimosacham Aluchav Yeruch. Oh, fan. Fan. A fan. Okay? A fan. Ha Minofa. A fan. Okay, so this is I feel like a shavanifa kuur. What's kuur? What's kuur mean? I know what that word means.
Cool.
I feel like a shavanifa kuura kuura b'yeshva beis kibul has a beis kibul. Ein v'chabutum l'fiyush ein asuy l'kalas nokin nogayis. It's a fan. Tahirin. All these things are tahirin. Now let's see the Rav. The Rav here says. Let's see what the Rav says. These examples.
Why would I think that? What's the chiddush?
It's not a base kibble.
Of course.
But it's a kli. It's a kli that's mishtam shadam. So maybe...
Yeah, this is a kli mishtam shadam. This is a kli mishtam shadam. This is a kli.
Let's see the chiddush.
It's a kli that's pshuta eight, we said.
But it's being used as something. It's used. It has a function in this world. Let's see. Malkoit. Or shemasim al ba'ini ha'par kadeh shetisavah v'sheg shetisavah v'tadush. You don't want to get distracted. Okay, you don't want the animal to get distracted. You just want to do its job. So therefore, you cover its eyes. It should behave blindly. This is a mosh of a person. A person has to have blind faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam, in the Bashefa. You have to have blind faith. Close your eyes. Okay, look what it says. It gets distracted. So close your eyes and just do your job. Do your tafkid.
Doing it.
Do your function.
Yeah.
Next, hechasim, the muzzle, kmin mitzuda katan, it's a net. Shel chavolim shochesim boy pia parish lo tochal. Keep the mouth shut. Don't eat.
Yeah, go weiter.
Madash on the bottom. Kli shemashim boy is a ish. You put on the piece fire. Uglole bakar. Uglole bakar. You put in it dung. Dung. Animal waste. Umashonim and you cause smoke. In order that the swarms, a nechil means a swarm. Did you know that? A swarm of bees. Hanechilim shall divide them in hakeveres and the beehive. The yigigach advash and you can take the honey. The lashon asher titfenu haruach to blow away. Say titfenu madaf. I never knew that titfenu means to blow away. Wow, titfenu means not a boy, it means a daf. It's a more digazach. Titfenu means to blow away. Haruach.
Yeah.
Titfenu ruach.
Yeah.
So it's a chiddush. Okay. Vahamenape. Hamenape. Klish. What are you doing? Okay, next. Fight in the Mishnah. All these things are the term next.
What's kus? Are we to get to it yet?
Next. Kisu shel kufsa tame. What's kufsa? Kisu shel kufsa tame. Ooh, a big picture over here. What's this? It looks like a shetel box.
Kufsa is like a box. Huh?
A shetel box.
Kufsa.
Let's say a machas sets the cover. It's the cover.
Yeah.
It's the cover. Mishamish. It's a kufsa box. Todir. Kufsa todir. It's continuous. No, it's a hinge. This doesn't go away. Bein kishayesh b'kufsa tachshitim. Bein kishayim b'kufsa tachshitim. Came in shakin nasim b'machas kliyach adam kufsa. Choyl b'kufsa mikavulos b'kavulotum. Gam machas mikavulotum yachad ita with it. Okay, so it's a cover that is permanently attached to a box. Okay, you with me? Now, a kufsa is a jewelry box. Kufsa is a jewelry box.
How do you know?
Because that's
jewelry?
A tachshitin. Tachshitin. The kufsa tachshitin.
Okay,
so it's the cover of a jewelry box.
Okay.
They're very expensive, these things.
Yeah.
Hakufsa he kli kibul l'makabal l'stumah. Now, once l'makabotum male, that's also l'makabotum. Now, see, hakisa he noy pshute kliyates. The cover is pshute kliyates. So one
the
would
fire,
argue it should be tar. Since it was permanently attached, because of hachazonish shalafi has hezbe zeakisu mekabultoma mutami yada mekabultoma mutami achirim rak b'shashu munach al gabe hakufs only when it's there avu kishu b'fnei atzma yuta, but if it's not it's only mekabultoma when it's attached, when it's not attached it's when it's mekabultoma, it's only mekabultoma when it's currently in position. When it's not in position, it's not a kabbal tum. It has to be munach al gabi akufsa aval kashub b'fnei atzma yehu tar tar. Okay, good. Vaita. What's the kufsa? Let's see what the Rav Ravavia says. Kufsa kim in argos kat cotton in the small box. Cotton sheisha medicine as well. Tachshiteha. The medicine is love kusus milmala. She puts a cover milmala. It's the cover of a jewelry box. Next. So this is kishal kufsa tame. Kishal kamtira tar. What's a kamtira? Kishal kamtira. He's a kamtira. Kamtira. Or next, kisuteva. Now we have a kisuteva and a kisuteni. The hamachbeishel chorosh. That's next. Let's see what this is. This is three things.
Base
Hamanul, base Hamzuzah, taking the volume, we take the kineris, and the aimum shall go me min mitznafois, marker shall have a very long Mishnah. It goes on, no end to this. Revia shall alois, uginoiv. Okay, let's go one thing at a time, okay? Excuse me, sir. It says, how are you to name? Everything is Tamar.
Tahirim.
Oh, sorry, Tahirim, sorry. Tahirim.
Okay.
Ooh, look at this. Wow. I want one of those. Klippas.
You like ISIS?
That's for sure.
What?
ISIS kills innocent people.
This guy. crazy, man.
You want one of these?
Yeah.
Is this Tamei Yatar?
It's Mishamish Adam.
You makabal the avak. Let's see what this is. This is 3 and 1. Look, 3 and 1. A kisli kamtarav, kisli teva, kisli teni. 3 and 1. A kamtra, a teva, and a teni. Okay, 3 and 1. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Hakisli mishamish teva, kisli is namishamish teva, elegashir shabocha feitzim. You put in there stuff. What do you got in there?
Stuff.
B'shas malach ve'ein manichim oisai im ala teva. We only put the cover only when you put something in something. There's nothing inside, you don't put it inside. It's not warm. These three things are all the same. A kamtra, a teva, and a teni are all one and the same. Our purposes, different names for a box, different size, shapes, and forms. Hein teves gedolos, the large boxes. The hein kli kibbles, the kli kibble, and the kabel tumah. So not only that, it says over here the kisui kam to the kisui teva, the kisui tani, the cover.
It's like a garbage can also.
Okay, fine. Kosef harosh, because the yashak kisui kufsa lefishu katan, the kufsa was small. This cover is never removed from the box, because if you take off the box, you're not going to find it anymore.
Not necessarily, according to Chazanish. We said over here that...
Right, but so that's if you take it away, it's not going to be called tumah. But the mitzvah is that a jewelry box, you're always going to have the cover nearby, because if you put it on, you're not going to have it on top, it's going to get lost. But a big box, not necessarily. The cover is not always to be found on top of the garbage can. Sometimes it's found elsewhere. When I listen about garbage cans, I bought the stuff. The guy says, "Well, don't take the covers." I said, "You could have the covers. I don't want the covers."
Right.
I'm not interested in the covers. What do I need the covers for?
Don't charge me for that.
No, they told me that's where it comes. I have to charge you. Mm. I said, "Fine, but I don't want them. You keep them. I don't want the covers."
Neither. Okay, they're in my way.
Exactly. Because of harosh, because forget shakitsa kufsa lefishu katan v'yireim shema yoyvad lechem chasim ha'yitadir as kufsa v'nasa kli echad v'imav nirin v'nirin midwar shakitsa tadir v'nei goyloi ain choyoshim shema yoyvad, because it's so big, so massive, you're not afraid it's going to disappear, that the cover is always going to be there. It's going to be a thorn in your eyes, it'll be always there. You're going to find it. Ain choyoshim shema yoyvad v'ain chasim ha'yitadir, you don't always cover the box with the cover. Okay, so the 3 and 1, the kisa kamtu v'kisa teva kisa lotsi v'what Rav says, Rav over here says the kamtu teva shashayim bob clothing. Okay, so this was for jewelry. This is for clothing. Al hanel tocha malachim beis. You know this pasuk malachim beis. You should know this on your fingertips. Perik beis chacha beis b'toyim al kumtera. Saying you're embarrassed, you don't even know what this pasuk is referring to.
Nope.
How many times do you do malachim? 50 times already. You don't even know what this means. Okay, kamtera tar kisui teva kisui this teva. All these things exist. The hamachbeish shel chorash. A machbeish. What in the world is a machbeish shel chorash? Machbeish shel chorash. Meniach. Look, we have a board, a bad. You have two pieces of wood, and then you have another piece of machsha press. It's a press of a smith. I guess when you want it to glue. Okay, a maniach nesadim shall each shenisachim which got bent. The sech hamachbeish kliyashim to make them straight. The machbeish should be eight shenisachim the kabel kabel tuma.
Okay,
you have a piece of wood, and it's warped. You ever had that experience? Piece of wood is warped. What do you do? A piece of wood, it's bent.
Never had that problem.
It's bent. So what do you do? You wet it. You make it a little bit wet. You put some water on it. You get it a little bit wet, and you put it down. And then you put something very heavy. You put something very, very heavy on it, and you let it sit there for a day or two. And when you let it sit for a day or two, and you put this thing, a machmish, a press. It's a machmish, a press. And you put the press on top of it, and then you let it sit for a day or two. You take it out, and guess what? The piece of wood is straight as an arrow. Okay, that's called the machmish. It's a press. A press shell chorosh of a craftsman. Look at that. There are machmish shell kli cheres. Kol choros eitzim wood, a carpenter. Hello.
Yeah,
you look like you're spacing out.
Yeah.
Kol Chorash Eitz in the carpenter of wood, Lefit Shemalachto, Yesh Lemokam, and Shokovish, there is a place, Shokovish Oitzach Eitz, where he presses the Oitzer, Ho Eitz, Keshahu, Mu'ubis, when it's screwed with the Okam, Ad Shem Yashon, there's a place the person goes straight down until it becomes perfectly straight. Okay?
Yeah.
Next, the Akimroin. What's the Kimroin? Akimroin. Here's the Kimroin. The Akimroin. The keses. Well, here's this picture. The keses shetachas. They don't even have a picture. The raf. The keses shetachas ateva. Here's a box, and here is the base. A base. Keses shetachas ateva luach. It's a piece of wood. Hamunach mitachas ateva kadesh lo tirkav. The box should not get, should not rot in the basement, in case there's a flood. Hello. In case there's a flood, you put down valuable things on top of something else. Okay? So in order this should
so
not become...
Like you put, it's a, what do you call it? Like a...
Shudikliates.
You know what it is?
A piece of wood.
It's like that. Those things that orders come on.
Pallets.
Pallets, right.
They put those wooden things. Right, okay, that's what it is. A keses. It's a blanket or a piece of wood. Shetachas ha-teva. L'luach eitz ha-munach mitachas ha-teva. Kedei shlo tirgav milach luchas ha-karka. Ha-keses. Einem ha-kamotum l'fim l'bnei shu p'shudik li-eitz. Einem ha-mishamesh ha-teva. Ela b'shas malacha v'lvat. You're right. It seems there's going to be a pallet. That's what it's called. It's called a pallet? That thing on the bottom called a pallet?
Very good.
That's what it's called?
Yes, sir.
I thought the whole thing was called a pallet. All the merchandise. No, just the very bottom piece?
Yeah.
Called the pallet, so therefore it's not a kamtum, because it's not a kamtum, which is there. Next. Now we have the hakimroin shelah. Okay? The hakesh tach sateh, the hakimroin shelah, the kimroin. The kimroin here is kimroin shelteva, also you can say lohogein of the bimnei agashamim.
Like a dome.
A dome. The dome. Hakimroin in the kamtum, bimnei mishu mishamish, it's not a kamtum, washu mishamish le mishamshe adam. It's a tashmish to tashmish. The box is a tashmish, and the dome is a tashmish to tashmish.
Right.
B'shas b'loch b'vat. B'ein ha'choyish ish login el ha'teva b'bnei ha'gbisham el ha'kishum m'le when it's filled. T'v'yishom v'sech l'choyish ish'ein ha'nechshav l'kli kibul l'choyil b'ein ha'osu l'stam el ha'kabul. L'stam el ha'kabul. Okay, so over here.
But we can ask the same question. A cover is never b'kabul. We learned in the beginning already.
There was an arai. There was an arai.
This is also a arai. This is only used when there's stuff inside
of it. Okay, no, but it's a permanent. The thing does not. You don't throw in the garbage.
Permanent.
You don't throw in the garbage. It's always in use. It's always in use. Okay, let's finish up over here. There's the press. The keses shetachas ateva. The base. The hakamra in shalot and the cover. All of these things. Okay, and we have But what did the Rav say? The Rav said it will be a kamer and a machas shalateva shosul kein kuba is a dome. The angelin shall sefer sephoradik. Angelin is the tick a sefer also in the or it's made from leather. A svardi sefer Torah. Rav Perush angelin who tick she kainsim b'seichay sefer. Torah who also may also from leather, which means a rush, which has a rush, or she bit a sefer mashma. She take a sefer tamei, the take a sefer angelin who dover acher. No, so who you take a sefer who kli kibul. But my dual kabel tamei, although that's a raf. Ula nechshav take zeke take also lechipu v'take also lechipu einu v'kabel. It's a secondary tick. Okay, so this angelin tick, it's not a kabel tamei. Because it's not the primary tick. Angelin defus also me eats. Angelin is a defus of formate from wood. Sefer Torah, a rapper shah angelin who tick. Shanais the Mesuch is Sefer Torah. The who also me or, it's made from leather. Repair Sharash. Cost of Harash. Ode. Sheb the Sefer Masha Shetika Sefer Tame. The angelin who dover echer, it's something else. Okay, let's see. Angelin defus also the eighth kedemus sefer Torah, ve'oisin olav tik, and you make upon it a tik, the sefer Torah. Ooh, kashoisim a tik me or ah, he came perish Rambam brush ve'agro mishnachrein v'defus zehareihu pshutik li'etz mishnah kam tomos. So it's saying over here he is. What is this? This is the mold. Hello.
Listen.
You take leather. What is this? This is a mold. You take leather and you stretch it around the mold to make the proper shape. and you use that the leather to store Sefer Torah. So this is a mold. It's pshute kliate. It's a piece of wood that has been fashioned a certain image in order to serve as a mold. So that's the angelin shel sefer. Next, let's see the angelin nartik shel or. It's a nartik, means a pouch. So he has two perushim. He has machlokes. So according to the Gra, says not like the Rav. The Gra, the Rambam, the Rosh, Hagra, Mishnah Charoina.
Shemachnisim is a sefer.
No, that's the Rav. They're learning not like the Rav.
But it says Shemachnisim.
No, Shal Sefer.
Oh, just read.
The Rav said the Nartik Shalor. That's what it says over here. So he's showing over here. He's showing you over here the first this picture.
Right.
This is the acronym. The problem over here is, why in the world is this Namakabal Toma? Why is this Tar? It's a Kli. It's a base kibbul.
Right.
So it's a very difficult Rav. The Rav is a very, very difficult. Harav Perish Anglin Hutik. So Shemachnisim is Sefer. Tar, who also in the Yar.
You don't put anything in it, it's just a mold.
Why is it tar? It should be tummy. It's a tick, it's tummy. The Anglin who dover acher is something else.
Good.
So mainly shows over here that according to the Rambam, according to the Rosh, according to the Gra, and the Mishnah Achrayin, it's the mold. Okay, we have to stop over here.
Right. How many minutes?